God is a man. God in Wrath by If You Were Mine, read by Twezadark, fandom Supernatural, rating NC-17, pairing Dean OMC, warnings contains non-consensual sex, violence, and bad language. Summary: Dean picks up a guy and things go horribly wrong. A god in wrath was beating a man. He cuffed him loudly with thunderous blows that rang and rolled over the earth. All people came running. The man screamed and struggled and bit madly at the feet of the god. The people cried, "Ah, what a wicked man!" and "Ah, what a redoubtable god!" Stephen Crane, 19 of The Black Riders. Dean likes to think of himself as equal opportunity. Everyone gets a ride. Don't get me wrong, he loves pussy. Fuck, does he love pussy. Sticky, wet little cunt with panties pushed to the side, the hot, hot grip of it fluttering around his cock. Shit, yeah. And he's all about the boobs. What he really likes is a nice round handful, perky pink tits pressed against his palm, his tongue. But a man's gotta have some variety sometimes, and hell, being okay with fucking a guy gives him twice the chances of getting laid. Not that that's ever been a problem for him, but Dean likes to know his options aren't limited. The way Dean sees it, a hot piece of ass is a hot piece of ass, and he, for one, isn't going to stress over whether it's connected to a girl, or a guy, or whatever. Another compelling argument for guys is that Dean really, really likes getting fucked. I mean, it's not like Dean's gonna ask for that shit from a girl or anything. Well, except that one chick in Mississippi. Fucking Sheila or Stacy or some shit like that. And that doesn't really count anyway, because that bitch was crazy. Tied him up and screwed him with a 10-inch strap on for hours and hours, made him beg, and he'd had to tell Dad he couldn't meet him because he was still laid up from a hunt. The only thing that's not so great about having sex with guys, well, besides trying to hook up with them in the types of places Dean tends to frequent, the only thing Dean doesn't much care for is how hard it is to do when Sam is around. It's not that he doesn't like having Sam with him. He loves being on the road with Sam again. God, you couldn't even imagine. But he hadn't ever really gotten around to telling Sam or Dad about how he sometimes plays for the other team. So he can't really, you know, he can't pick up guys with Sam there. He's mostly okay with it. He sleeps with enough girls to stay pretty such satisfied. But sometimes he just wants more. Tonight, Dean's got an itch he wants scratched something fierce, and the guy he's been sharking for the past few games looks like he's just the one to give him some relief. Nice smile, 6 foot tall, and then some. But Dean doesn't think too hard about that. Dean wins the last game, sinks the 8-ball in the corner pocket as smooth and easy as silk, and the guy presses a few crumpled 20s into Dean's palm and keeps his hand out for just a few seconds too long. "You want to get out of here?" he says, and Dean looks over at Sam, his head stuck in a book. Dean doesn't stop him from looking for ways out of the deal anymore. Surely he won't notice if Dean's gone 10-20 minutes in the alley behind the bar. "Let's go out back," says Dean. "I don't have very long." The guy is on him just as soon as the door closes behind them, manhandling Dean up against the back wall of the bar and going for Dean's belt. "Your boyfriend gonna get jealous?" he asks, working on the buckle, unzipping Dean's fly. "What boyfriend?" says Dean, squirming when the back of the guy's hand rubs up against his cock through his underwear. "Big guy in the corner?" he says, yanking down Dean's boxers. "Messy hair? Young?" "Not my..." says Dean, and groans when the guy starts jacking at his cock. "He's not my boyfriend." "He know that?" "Just..." says Dean, grabbing the guy's belt. "Just fuck me already." Between them, they muster up a condom and a tiny pocket of lube. Dean's just glad the guy had some with him, because no fucking way was he gonna go through this dry. There's not really enough to make things comfortable, but by that point, Dean's so fucking horny he doesn't even care. The guy gets the condom on and works Dean over with one slick finger, two, and then slides right on in, balls bumping against Dean's perineum. It's been a while since Dean's done this. Not since that time in Kentucky, so what, a year? A year and a half? And it hurts. The full deep sting of it is too painful, too abrupt. Dean says, "Fuck," and squirms around some, tries to get used to it, but the guy isn't giving him any time. He's going at it, and it's too rough. It's too fucking much. "Hey," says Dean. "Hey, shit, hey, take it easy, man. I can't..." But the guy only shoves Dean forward so his chest is flush against the wall. His cheek scrapes up against a brick, bleeds, and shit, how's he going to explain that one to Sammy? Tells him, "Shut up, bitch. Shut up. Shut up. Take it." And Dean is thinking that he's... Well, he's pretty literally fucked. Dean's not just going to stand there and accept that, though. He's just going to have to tell Sam he got into a fight. "Shit, man, this is nothing. You should have seen the other guy." So he throws his elbow back, hard, and says, "Get the fuck off me," and tries to twist out of the guy's grasp, but he can't. He can't. The fucker's too goddamn big. Jesus Christ, Dean's such a dumbass. Shouldn't have gone for someone who could overpower him. And he's thinking, "Shit, shit, you sure know how to pick him," when the guy's heavy weight against his back, his tight, bruising grip, his cock, just disappears. Dean's knocked to the ground, and he has a second to take in the cool air on his ass and the gravel biting into his palms. He thinks, "Huh?" before a shoulder bumps into him, and he turns around and, "Oh, fuck, fuck, fuck," he thinks, hoping he's just imagining things, but he blinks his eyes a few times, and no, Sam's still there, pummeling the shit out of the dude that was just fucking him. "Sam," he says, grabbing at the back of Sam's shirt, and Sam shakes him off and just keeps on punching, methodical, thwap, thwap, thwap of his knuckles into flesh, his face frozen in a snarl. And Dean says, "Sam!" again, and "Jesus, just, no, come on, Sammy, let it go. Come on, man, we've got to go." And Sam says, "I'll kill the son of a bitch. I'll kill him, I will." And the guy's handsome face is like ground beef under Sam's hands already. And Dean doesn't think Sam's gonna stop. Dean says, "Chill, Sam. Sam, stop it. I wanted it, okay? Okay? Come on, Sam. Let him go. Just stop this." And he scrambles in close on his knees and pets at Sam's face. His hair calms down Sam a little. And it's only when he's in that close does he see that Sam's eyes have gone a pure, molten yellow. "He touched you. He's not allowed to touch you," says Sam, angry little boy voice, righteous, possessive. And Dean jerks back and lands on his bare ass on the asphalt, every instinct screaming at him to get away. God, how fucked up is it that Dean's more afraid of his baby brother than he is of the guy that was just fucking raping him? But it's clear that Sam isn't himself. Sam needs him, and Dean needs to keep his shit together and get them both out of there right the fuck now. Dean scrabbles to his feet and pulls his pants up, doesn't even bother with zippering it before he's hauling Sam away towards the car. Dean gets this uneasy feeling that Sam only lets him. Sam could have stopped him if he wanted to. When Dean looks back, the guy isn't moving, isn't even breathing. His face is ruined, mutilated. It looks like someone has smashed it in with rocks. Dean is reminded, suddenly and uncomfortably, of Gordon, of how Sam had killed him with just a piece of wire. No resistance, no hesitation at all. Dean gets them to the car and calls for an ambulance, and doesn't stop driving till they're 300 miles and a state line away. He doesn't pick up any more guys after that. End. If you like this story, please leave feedback for the author. You can contact the author through this story's post at amplificathon.livejournal.com. Recorded in May 2008.